السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول سلمادة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله، إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected ulama, Kufas elders, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounty of Iman. Iman is not cheap. Everything can be cheap, but not Iman. We sometimes take it light. But if we see in the lives of those people of the past, that a person is the son of a Nabi, but he is deprived of Iman. In this world, we know if the father is a king and is automatically is a crown prince, when the father dies, he is the next king, but not Iman. The son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, the greatest Nabi, Ulul Azm, he did not understand the message of his own father. That to such extent that the flood came and he is drowning, his father is still giving him da'wat: Ya bunayya rikab ma'ana, my son, come board in the ark with me. You got no any possibility to survive from this punishment except if you come with me. He refused and he died. The wife of Hazrat Nuh, even in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving example: Daraballahu mathala lilladhina kafaru imra'ata Nuh wa imra'ata Lut. All these are prophets of Allah. These two wives are declared kufar by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole Quran, but they were the wives of the prophets. The father of Hazrat Ibrahim, the great prophet of Allah, was deprived of Iman. We go to the uncle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who gave him love. A child of 8 years, we can see what is happening in our streets. The child is abandoned, no parents, no one to support him, no one to give him advice, what he turned up to in our streets. So he was only 8 years when his grandfather passed away. Abu Talib took him with affectionate and love. He gave him his food, he gave him shelter, he gave him cloth, he gave him everything. Not only he knew that this man will be a prophet, when he declared prophethood, Sirah is telling us he took him for trade journey to Syria when he was only 12 years old. And they met Bahira the monk. After seeing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, who is responsible for this boy? Abu Talib said, me. He took him aside, he said, all the signs of the last prophet is found in him. If he goes to Syria, people might kill him. Return him to Makkah. So he realized from there when he was 12 years. After 28 years passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him nubuwat. Still he did not believe. But he continued supporting him so much so that people came, stop your nephew, we don't like what he is saying about our gods and about our forefathers. Said, no, my nephew, continue. I will support you. Carry on. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him iman. And Shibli Abi Talib, when the Quraysh decided to boycott all the Banu Hashim, they suffered for 3 years, 8 years. Abu Talib was there also. He did not say, no, now, this point, you know, I can't support you. No, he was there supporting his nephew. In his deathbed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and said, my uncle, say la ilaha illallah. On the day of Qiyamah, I will testify in front of Allah that you became a mu'min. He said, no, I'm dying in the creed of Abdul Muttalib. I'm dying a kafir. You see, sometimes this iman is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does everything. We cannot do anything except the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when all the maulanas, muftis, Bozruk come and speak all these things here, some people, they think these people, they are just repeating one thing. They are just repeating one thing. There is a story in Fazail Sadakat when a great sheikh in the month of Ramadan, he went in the masjid for itikaf. And the imam of the masjid, he is giving lectures every Friday. Allah is doing, la ilaha illallah. Success is only by following Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, approached the sheikh. So the imam asked the sheikh, sheikh, you got any arrangement for food? You coming to sit for itikaf? Right, okay, I understand. You got any arrangement who will be giving you food, supplying you something? He said, no. There is no any arrangement. So the imam said, yeah. Okay, with all respect, sheikh, I don't think you must stay here. No arrangement for food. I don't think you must sit for itikaf. I think you must go home. The sheikh insisted, said, no, I will sit. He said, okay. Afternoon, the sheikh also, the imam came and asked him, you made any arrangement? So this sheikh said, oh, yeah, don't worry, there is arrangement made. You see, across the road, that shop of a Jew there, I went to him, so he agreed he will be giving me something. He said, no, you can sit. So the sheikh said, the Buzruk said, I don't think you must be imam also in this masjid. I don't think so. That you must be the imam of the masjid. Because if you got full trust in a Jew, and you have got no full trust in Allah, that Allah will provide for me, you say they must go. So, what are you telling the people? This is imam. In Hilal here, if a golden calf can be put in front here, So everyone must read the swala. Even the kuffar will come. Hey, this is happening in Hilal. They put now a golden calf there. People must worship this thing. They're worshiping idols and all these things. The ulama says, take the same golden calf and make it into coins, gold coins. Put a big sack. Say, whoever comes for Fajr Salah tomorrow, he will be having this 100 gold coins. Me, I think the whole overport will come here. So what is the difference? One sheikh in Malawi, he had a habit, good habit of him, before Fajr Salah. Maybe 1 hour, he should go around, Salah, 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 please come, Salah time. Wake up, make wudu, prepare. No one comes. Only 1, 2, 3 comes for Fajr. One day he decided, come, there are people came there, they came with food, hampers, and all these things. Come for Salah, inshallah, after Salah. They will give, they will hand out. Hey, the masjid was full to the capacity. After Fajr, the sheikh just slept one door and he went away. People looked around, no hampers, no food, nothing. And they became very angry. So they went looking for him. Why you lie to us? Say, I'm waking you up every day, you're not coming. So what do you think I must do? So now you came for food, you didn't come for Allah. But these people got kalima, they came to the masjid fully prepared with kurtas. Allah does everything must be established in our heart. That's why we repeat it. Adhan, from the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the same word repeated. Same words. No different. Not extended. But after Adhan, what dua we make? Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wat tamma. Oh Allah, the owner of this complete da'wa. Complete da'wa. Repetition makes perfection. When the car turns his wheel, and then you carry on going. So my dear respected brothers, this iman is very valuable. Allah Ta'ala did not give those people, Abu Talib, the wife of Hazrat Nuh, so many people. People listen to the da'wah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alive, seeing him from his mouth, and they refused. To such an extent that some people even slapped the Mubarakah face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some people, they saw him. They were talking so many, you know, insolent words to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So today we're sitting here, alhamdulillah, with iman, mashallah. The time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in this is a long time ago, 1,447 years. And from Makkah to here, to South Africa, is a quite far distance. And we are not among the Arabs also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw potential on us. That this time and age of fitna filled the world, this man, I am choosing him to be a jannati. He must have this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But this kalima did not just come like that. It came with effort. Someone gave dawah to our forefathers. So they agreed. They came to our countries. They left their lands. Hey, why you must leave your area and go so far to Brazil? When the Jamaat goes to Brazil, knows there are Muslims there. How Islam came there? Some people sacrificed their birthplaces. They went so far. Islam came to Mozambique. They left their places. They went so far to Europe. They went so far to China to spread this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we must understand that those people gave dawat, it was not only their responsibility. If we sit and without giving dawat, Islam will disappear. See, those people who were in the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, all were believers. All were believers. After that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in the same town. He found people worshipping idols. Why? Dawah disappeared. Makkah was built by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Ismail to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born from the same town, 360 idols on the Kaaba. The same house Hazrat Ibrahim built to worship Allah, 360 idols. Why? No dawat. So now is our responsibility. This is our time. We're living in this time. We can't let this kalima die now. We have to go far and wide to give dawat of this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. No one does. Only Allah is doing. Allah does without the help of His creation. And we as creation, we cannot do absolutely nothing without the help of Allah. For us to be successful, we have to follow the Sunnah Tariqa of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the same help as He gave to those Nabi and those Sahaba, inshallah, if we give dawat. So who is ready for this, inshallah? Anyone is ready? Stand up, inshallah. Break the backbone of shaitan. Mashallah. Brother is ready. Mashallah. Everyone stand up, inshallah. Like last night. Even if you stood last night, inshallah, stand up again, inshallah. That I am the da'i. I am the representative of Islam. Islam must get revived because of me. Everyone must get this kalima. Who is ready for that, inshallah? Everyone stand up, inshallah. Everyone is a da'i, inshallah.